I'm visiting to see the effect of the conflict on the humanitarian situation. I was here exactly a year ago, just before the conflict broke out. And so much of the hope at the time has been lost in this conflict, and the humanitarian situation has become even more dire. So I wanted to come and to see the situation for myself, the work of our partners, agencies, and to see how do we do our work going forward, in particular now that we have the dry season, which is an opportunity but also a lot of challenge. And I have a great tour of the POC sites.
What have you seen in the POC site?
I think our partners are doing as much as we can, first of all, to establish these sites and assist the population who are coming in. Obviously, no one wants this to be a long-term situation. Obviously, we want peace to return so that these people can go back to their normal lives. But that peace is very elusive at this point. And in the meanwhile, the humanitarian partners will do what we can for these people in accordance with the standards that we have.
How do you compare your visit 1 year ago and now?
It's ironic because the outward look of Juba is bigger. There's a lot more construction going on. And if you just look at the appearance of Juba, you wouldn't think that this conflict has happened for a whole year. But of course, if you go to the field, for example, to Lankien, where we were yesterday, and people displaced by the conflict with almost nothing. And these numbers are now 1.4 million in the country and nearly 500,000 as refugee status in the surrounding countries. So that's the humanitarian caseload that is now here for us to take care of.
You've seen a lot in South Sudan, and particularly the IDPs, and the UN is handling crises around the world. How are you going to squeeze in South Sudan?
You ask a very fundamental question, because there are many other crises, and donors and the international system attention and focus is changed almost daily, and we have several crises competing for attention. But South Sudan deserves as much attention and support it can get. And one of the purposes of visits like this is to come and see and carry the message to the political headquarters in New York and Geneva.
What is your visit supposed to mean for the IDPs in South Sudan?
I hope that it gives them hope. I hope that it gives them the message that the international community cares, and that while we're supporting them on the one hand, we very much push also the political players for the peace, for the cessation of the conflict and the peace.